You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to Take Me Home, the show that helps a lonely animal have a second chance at a new life. A home, a family, someone to play with, and someone to love. Join host Susan Daffron as she talks to guests from animal shelters and rescues about some of their favorite adoptable pets. These pets might be diamonds in the rough that may have been overlooked, but still need a great loving home. We'll shine the light on these pets and share their personalities, quirks, and stories with you. The goal of Take Me Home is to promote happy adoptions. We'll showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Here's your host, Susan Daffron.
Hello and welcome to Take Me Home on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Susan Daffron, the founder of the National Association of Pet Rescue Professionals. Thank you for listening. Today we have Christy Thompson from the Seattle Humane Society. She'll be talking to us about a dog named Blue who's available for adoption. We'll be right back with Christy after these messages.
Take Me Home. We'll be right back with more great stories of lonely pets in search of loving homes right after these messages. Stay tuned. Having a rough day? Longing for the dog days of summer? Think your fun furry friend lives a dog's life? Well, find out everything you're begging to know as Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with pet expert and award-winning author Liz Palaika. Every dog has his day, and you'll find out how to make your dog's day fun and rewarding every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Get ready to meet your future best friend. Take Me Home is back, and there's a pet waiting just for you.
Welcome back to Take Me Home on Pet Life Radio. My name is Susan Daffron, and today I'm talking with Christy from the Seattle Humane Society in Washington. We're going to be talking about a dog named Blue. So thanks for joining me. So first off, tell me a little bit about the Seattle Humane Society and what you guys do there.
Oh, sure. So we're actually located in Bellevue, and we take in owner surrenders from all over Seattle area. We also take in rent and strays. We have a really great foster program for both dogs and cats. And yeah, we're just a, we're actually don't euthanize for space or time as well. So dogs have as long as they need before they get adopted.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about Blue.
Yeah, so Blue is a 10-month-old deaf pit bull mix. She's about 50 pounds. She's been in a foster home with a couple and their 10-year-old Australian Shepherd, Chad, who Blue just adores. the foster parents actually say they look like kind of brother and sister. So.
Aw, that's very cute. So you said Blue is actually deaf.
Yes, she is.
Okay. So how did Blue end up with you guys?
Blue was surrendered by her owners because they could no longer take care of her.
Was that just because of life changes or things like that?
They were moving.
Oh, yeah. That's a popular reason at humane societies, I know.
Yeah, and I know it's hard, too, with a pit bull because a lot of places won't take in pit bulls because of the breed.
Is that true in Washington? I mean, I haven't heard about that here, but I know it varies by area a lot.
Yeah, some of the cities like Everett, it's really hard to find a place for a pit bull. Seattle, I think, is a little bit better because I know a lot of people do have pit bulls, but it is definitely harder looking for an apartment.
So tell me a little bit about Blue's personality.
Well, it's kind of funny. Her favorite activity is actually sleeping and kind of cuddling with the foster parents. yeah, and then she also likes running, and then she loves to go on car rides, too. And she's really cute, too, because she's deaf. She focuses really on your expressions as well. Mm-hmm. So she'll look at you and kind of cock her head to the side, and just She just looks so intelligent when she does that, and she's actually a really smart dog.
Actually, I saw that in her pictures. It was really adorable.
Yeah.
One of the pictures you guys sent, her head's cocked, and it's really cool. I'm not sure if that's the one they'll use on the website, but it was really cute.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back with Christy after these messages from our sponsors.
Take Me Home. We'll be right back with more great stories of lonely pets in search of loving homes right after these messages. Stay tuned. Coast to coast and around the world, it's O'Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. O'Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Get ready to meet your future best friend. Take Me Home is back, and there's a pet waiting just for you.
We're back with Christy from the Seattle Humane Society in Washington. I'm your host, Susan Daffron, and today we're talking about a dog named Blue who's available for adoption. So if you were able to describe the perfect home for Blue, what would it be like?
I think our ideal home for Blue would be an active family with a house and a fenced-in yard, and then someone that would really pursue her training. Just because she is deaf, she's very intelligent and food motivated, which will make training easier, but they also need to learn about hand signals and what to do with Blue and how she can learn on that. She already knows sit, come, and then also not to put her toys on the furniture.
Oh.
So she's really quick to adapt.
That's cool.
But they just need to kind of pursue that too.
So are there resources in your area for learning about how to train a deaf dog?
There is. I know there's a lot of websites about mm-hmm. how to train a deaf dog, and then we also offer a free training class with our adoptions.
Oh, great.
And, yeah, so with Blue, she would probably just go into, like, a regular obedience class, and
yeah.
then we do a lot of hand signals, so she could learn a lot by that. And also, too, I think you can actually use clicker training in the same kind of way, but in kind of a unique set for a deaf dog, too. So.
Hmm. That's really interesting. So people don't really need to be too overly worried about training being particularly different for a deaf dog.
No, not at all. Just because so much of training right now is because of hand signals, so it makes
mm-hmm.
it a lot easier. I know, too, that my experience with another deaf dog is that you can actually get these little cards that actually will show you more, like just with ASL, American Sign Language,
oh.
about different hand signals, and you can actually learn all that, and you can teach your dog all these different hand signals as well. So it's actually really kind of fun and exciting, too, all the different things you could do.
That's really cool. Actually, I know that my dogs are getting older, and I've actually been doing hand signals nothing official, but just a lot of people, I think, they don't realize how much dogs pay attention to your gestures and your body movements anyway,
yeah.
even if they can hear. So it's actually something for people to really kind of think about, because as dogs get older, sometimes they lose their hearing. So just something to consider, you know, over time. It's not just handy to know some of this if you have a deaf dog. It's actually handy if you have an old dog.
Yeah, definitely.
So what type of person would be best suited to care for Blue?
Blue is just, I think Blue is just a great dog. She really loves people. I think she'd probably be pretty quick to bond to a new owner. I think probably more of like an active family. Like, although she does like to cuddle and sleep a lot, she also does like to run and will need a fair few exercise. She's still a 10-month-old puppy, too, so she'll
yeah.
need someone that will know how to work with a puppy and just with house training, crate training, all that kind of stuff. She loves other dogs. She loves kids. She's been around little kids, too, and she does great. the foster parent actually said the more the merrier with people.
Cool.
So I think, too, maybe a home that has knowledge about proper management with her breed and then are willing to pursue training would be great.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. And that's really true of a lot of dogs. I mean, if you adopt a 10-month-old, pretty much any type of dog, you're going to be wanting to give them a lot of exercise because that's really, that's sort of canine adolescence in a lot of cases, and it's really important to keep them both mentally and physically, you know, stimulated and moving, and because a tired dog is a good dog, so people really should be prepared for that, really almost for any dog they adopt, and it doesn't sound like Blue is, you know, particularly different in that regard, so.
Yeah.
So it sounds like she's kind of like an all-around really nice dog, but does she have any types of quirks or habits? I mean, other than being deaf, which is an obvious one, but other than that, anything that a new owner should know about?
Well, she can be a little vocal when she's left alone, so probably someone that's home a little bit more frequently at first, or even maybe setting her up at doggy daycare would be a good idea.
Oh.
And then she's really great in the crate, but of course, like with a puppy, you don't want to leave them unattended, alone and free roaming the house. So probably crated when she's unsupervised.
Yeah, and actually, again, crate training is a wonderful thing for any dog.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a great thing to get them adjusted to, and some people seem to think of it like doggy jail, and it's really not.
Yeah.
If you do it right, it's the dog. I mean, like one of my dogs, we call it her hut. She loves her hut, and it's where she wants to be. She goes into her hut, and it's all good. So people, again, should not be worried about crate training at all. It's just a useful tool as long as it's done correctly.
Yeah, definitely.
So do you have any final thoughts on Blue?
Well, she's actually going to be attending our foster adoption event on May 23rd from, I think it goes from 10 a.m. to about 1 p.m.
Cool.
So she's going to have her own kind of setup where she has like a table, a big poster of her. Her foster mom's going to be there, and then there's going to be some things to go home with her, too, if she gets adopted at that event.
Wow. She gets to be special dog.
Well, she's a great dog, and she deserves it. So.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, well, that's really cool. At this point, we're out of time, and I'd like to thank our guests and our producers for making this show possible. For more information about Blue, you can visit the Seattle Humane Society's website at seattlehumane.org. And if you're involved in rescue, check out all the great benefits you can receive as a member of the National Association of Pet Rescue Professionals at www.naprp.com. If you'd like to feature your pets on Take Me Home, just click the contact link on the website to get in touch with me. Transcripts of this show or any other show on the Pet Life Radio Network are available at petliferadio.com. Just click the Take Me Home link to get to our show. If you have any questions or comments about this show, please email me at susand@petliferadio.com. So until next time, if you or anyone you know is considering getting a pet, please consider the adoption option and save a life.
When you're looking to add a pet into your life, consider adopting a homeless animal from your local shelter or rescue group. Whether you want a kitten, puppy, or a more mature pet, a purebred or a one-of-a-kind mixed breed, even a rabbit or hamster, your shelter has the best selection of animals anywhere, all screened for good health and behavior. PetLifeRadio.com presents Take Me Home with your host, Susan Daffron. Join us each week as we showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Take Me Home every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.